It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning, everybody. Leroy, can I hear him? Is he muted? What's going on there, Vlad? Can't hear him.
I know why you can't hear him. He's on.
That's weird. Strange. I can't hear.
Got the station. There's only one return.
Oh, there's only one return?
Yeah.
I can hear Vlad. I can't hear. Can't hear Leroy. Is he on all the programs, Vlad?
Yeah.
That's weird. That's a strange thing. That's never happened before.
Hold on.
Figure that thing out. But anyway, we're here live from Big Ten Media Day. It's the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. And, we got a fun one coming up for you today. A lot of action here today. Michigan's still here tomorrow, so the true blue is there. But it's for me... this should be a fun one. We just talked to Lincoln Riley before we got on the air. Leroy, I couldn't connect you at that time, Leroy, so that's why I wasn't, like, ignoring you blatantly. I would never do such a thing. I love you. But I did shout you out in the interview because I stole your point about the West Coast and Big Ten feeling natural. But I will say, when we do bring you that interview, Dolphin fans will like hearing what he has to say about Todd Washington. So that should be a good thing. He's like... He thinks, obviously he was his coach, but he's like, oh, he loves him, like his favorite. So, should be an exciting thing. But it's one of those where we'll see what happens around here on this day two. It feels a lot like there's a lot more action early on, a little less, hoity-toity, and seems a little bit more loose. People are having fun here today. Maybe that's because they got the West Coast vibes here today. I don't know what it is, but... we got a very exciting day also, ladies and gentlemen, because Miami Dolphins training camp is here. It's here, Leroy. Still can't get him? That's weird. Maybe connect and reconnect, Leroy. I know you can hear me. It's weird. We can't hear you on StreamYard.
Frog Boy settings that I've been using all week.
His mic was acting a little weird yesterday. Maybe his mic blew out. I wonder if that happened. That's just because, yesterday... I know you can hear me. I know. We know. No, we can't hear anything. Nothing from you, dude. Nothing. Yeah, he's going to disconnect and reconnect. Something happened there, Vlad. At least it was like, okay, good. Because I thought at first, Vlad, I thought you said that you could hear him. And I was like, uh-oh.
No, that, I can't hear him. But then Jay Fink says, hear you just fine. And I'm like,
Yeah. That's what confused me initially. I was like, oh. I didn't know what was going on there.
I still can't hear
him. Nah. It's got to be something with the mic.
Right? You're like, maybe yet.
I'm telling you, though, yesterday, well, that mic was sounding like it was almost going to go yesterday. I wonder if it blew out or it needs to be replugged in or something like that. That's the strange thing. Jay Vig says you can hear him, but I can't hear him, Vlad.
Is he back in the studio?
Yeah, I can't hear him either. I can't hear him. There's got to be some kind of a setting thing that we got to get going. This is off to a rocking start here today, but we'll get it figured out so the radio audience can hear Leroy Horde. JFX saying Leroy can hear himself through his head. That's great, but I can't. We can't. There's got to be some type of some simple button that's not up, Vlad, or something like that. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure. But anyway, Mike McDaniel is speaking to the media as we speak. He is. He has said that on Tua's plan. He said what he's going to do because we're all waiting on what Tua is going to do for this this off season plan and where it's going to go. He says that it's very fluid. We're taking it day by day, expecting it to be kind of like OTAs, and we'll take it from there. And for reference, Adam Beasley says that Tua sat out 11-on-11s in the spring. So seems like Tua's doing kind of like a semi-hold-in, but he's going to be out there, and he might be doing 7-on-7 stuff. It doesn't really matter in the early days for sure because they don't even have pads on, so who cares? Who cares? He's going to be out there, and Uno's going to be out there with the team. So it doesn't feel like this is going to be a very dramatic camp, which is exciting. Get to business. Get to that football, everybody, and see what's what and see where we go from there. But, you know, you got to give it up for Tua if that is the case because it's like, yeah, he's going to come out there, like his teammate said yesterday, and handle that business. But I don't know what else? I think this was probably expected. Like Leora said, that's the way Tua has always handled himself throughout this thing. By the way, I got to tell you, so Oregon, they're throwing them up there. I guess they're going to be here tomorrow. They've overtaken Indiana because Indianapolis, they put a giant rubber duck in the river. Which I was like, huh? A giant rubber duck? It's like, dude, it's ridiculous. It's so big. You can't get anything with it. It's a wild thing. So I don't know what's going on there, but we will see. I heard some kind of a strange computer sound there. That was kind of crazy. But yeah, man. So let's take a break. We'll break a little bit early. We'll see if we can get this whole thing situated with Leroy's with me being able to hear each other, and we'll be back with more after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Leroy?
Yes.
Ah, gooseys, dude. I missed you. So let's just like clear off. So like, I just want to be clear. I didn't like phase you out before the show. I just couldn't connect with you. So like, I didn't want to feel like I just blew you off.
Watching you talk, and I'm like,
I know, but I had to like, because I knew he was coming over. They were like, oh, he was coming over, Lincoln Riley. And then it was like, oh, but I know you guys go on at 10. I'm like, all right, well, like, I don't. Then I inundated him with Dolphins questions, which I don't know if annoyed him or not, but I think it didn't. And then I was like, well, let me throw him one more USC question, you know, just to make him feel good. Well, and then I can get him out of here.
He's basically the equivalent to what Mike McDaniel is, but in college.
Right. That's what I was hoping to get. And you know what? He gave me the goods. He gave me the goods on that. So I
can see why the tie-in would be there because, you look at his offense. Now, contrast, none of his teams ever play defense.
Well, I didn't say that to him. I know. I watched today as I'm leaving the hotel room, Paul Vinebaum's like crushing him. He's like, oh, this guy, another defensive coordinator. That'll work. I was like, geez, all right. So
I think you have to do it the way Mike McDaniel does it and say, you come in and be a defensive guy. I'm not going to try to coach the defense through my offensive eyes.
Right.
And you just let it be because your vision of how you would play defense to defend you doesn't work against everybody. And that's you kind of need a defensive mind to do that.
Yeah, so we'll bring that to you a little bit later. We might have Leroy's former coach on, Kirk Ferentz. I believe that's in the works for today. So we'll see if that
favorite coaches.
One of Leroy's favorites, so the head coach of Iowa will probably stop by at some point. I'm not quite sure of the schedule for them. But it definitely feels looser, as I was saying here in the opening segment. But, hey, man, this is a big day. Dolphins training camp is here upon us. Now, Mike McDaniel's speaking. That's going to take a good 35 minutes. So, we got time.
Hey, by the time you chop that up and break it down and get
3 minute answer
from it, it'll be the end of the show.
What are you talking about? 3 minute answers for one question.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
right?
So it'll be five questions.
You gotta go through the whole thing to get
not even. All you gotta do is find where he starts and then find when he ends and just that's it. Because it's gonna be a long answer.
You like to be the coach. You finally get some momentum. I mean, look, as the head coach, you understand your circumstance at the end of last year and how some of a role, I would say Mike McDaniel understands what his role was, how, you know, the defense actually, as banged up as they were, gave you a chance to win all those games, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to feel good about that. But to be put in this situation when you think you on a roll and getting things moving forward, right? It's got to be awkward. Has to be.
For sure. Yeah, I think it's definitely got to be a little bit weird. And, you know, like they got to fix those things. He's obviously been very obsessive about that with what they got to do because they've gotten out to two fast starts in both of his seasons as Dolphins head coach, 8-3, 9-3.
Remember the Bills? I don't
like that, but you're right. Yeah. Well, it was funny yesterday because Jordan Poyer had these comments. He basically said, I didn't really like it, but I can't really disagree with him. I mean, he's just in the honest tree. But new Dolphins safety, who of course played for the Bills for a long time, Jordan Poyer, was basically saying, he goes, the knock on the Dolphins is, he says that you feel like if you punch them back, they're going to fold. Vlad, it hurts. It hurts to hear that from a new Dolphin. But
you know who you can't do that with? A team who has a physical run game because the mentality of your team. And that's why I say when you get down to the end of those games and the team is bearing down and no, they can come after you any kind of way because you're not going to respond with any pressure or any physicality. That's how it looks clunky at the end of games. And so, you know, you see what Baltimore did.
Yeah, they got Derrick Henry.
They said, you know what? Look, we like what Lamar does. We like the fact that he runs the ball, but he can't be your running back at the end of games. He can't. And so I love the fact that everybody says the running back position is a dying breed. Like, you don't need one. You can do it, you know, but it always seems in most cases,
December and January,
that team that has that dude at the end of football games in December and January are having some success.
There are
exceptions to the rule. So, like, everybody calm down.
Now, like, so when I heard Raheem Mostert yesterday say that, when he's like, well, what's the evolution for him? He goes, me, more in the passing game. I was like, no, wait, we have enough of that. Or is he just fast enough where it's like, that's fine. He's just, because he obviously had success running the football last year.
Well, it all has to do with, like, think of what he's saying in basketball to pick and roll. Well, you run 8 pick and rolls till you get the mismatch you want. It's not necessary that he's going to be a receiver. But if you find a situation where you have a linebacker that's going to guard Mostert, then you take advantage of that. And I think that's where he was getting at with that, that he's going to become a viable receiver when the mismatch presents itself. That's all. That's all he's saying.
So when you and I weren't able to hear each other last segment, Reggie the Mike McDaniel comments, he says that yeah, I know you could hear me, but just right. So your reaction of Tua is, I guess, going to start off this week, which, mind you, it's not a week they can even put pads on, I think, probably till Sunday. I don't even think they put pads on. But right. Tua not doing 11-on-11s. He did 7-on-7s in OTAs, but they said they're going to basically do the OTA plan for the time being. That's fine. Yeah. Like just the, you're not, I don't feel like you're going to miss too much of a beat early on.
Listen, like here's the kicker with all of this. There's going to be a lot of guys that kind of, they gradually bring into it, including Tyreek and Waddle, who are not going to be running Odell. They're not going to be running every damn play. Because you don't want them wide open in week one of the camp. So they kind of gradually get all of them in there. So you have more guys, more rotations. You have to understand that in the preseason, the guys that are going to play most of the plays, you better know what the hell they're doing. So you use this opportunity to do that. Now, are they practicing against anybody this?
They are. Well, that was what I was thinking. Like the first...
Right.
The first one that I think probably matters is they got 2 joint practices coming up August 6th and 7th against the Falcons.
You'll get a lot of work there, Tyreek, and they'll get some work there. And so you just kind of go about it. You can't run around full speed for 5 weeks or 4 weeks and then say, hey, let's go play an 18-game season, right? So the problem with this is that even though it's very normal, because of the circumstances surrounding it, we may make it be something that it's not, right? So if Tua's not playing quarterback on every damn play, somebody's going to, ooh, Tyreek ran a route and Tua wasn't the quarterback. Or, ooh... You know, and so, like, let's just take it easy on this, right? Everybody's being, you know, because what ended up happening with Christian Wilkins, right, is they made, I'm almost guessing, they said, we're not going to franchise you. And that was the deal, right? So I don't know if they worked some kind of deal with Tua. I don't know if, you know, they try to get something done, but let's not make a big deal in camp of Tua. Oh, Tua missed 5 plays in a row. And that's the kind of reporting you're going to get. And it's going to make a mountain out of a molehill, right? Because now you got to tell me, okay, then what did he do when he was under, when did he do last year? And you're not comparing that.
Well, I think it was. Yeah, and I don't think there's, like, look, there's, I'm sorry, I don't care if Skylar Thompson goes 100 for 100 out there, or Mike White. They ain't taking the job, or anything like that's going to happen. So I think for this, they've avoided most of the drama. Like you said, I think that if they could get a deal done by the time there's joint practices, because that's probably, like, the first real best work that you get, if that happens.
In fairness to everybody involved.
Mm-hmm.
If you were working to get something done by joint practice, you could have got it done before it came.
I know.
You see what I'm saying? So
yeah,
so,
but he's
but
not.
I would say this. The only thing that that just kind of discourages me and kind of upsets me is we all want people on our team to behave the way and handle themselves the way Christian Wilkins and Tua Tagovailoa have handled themselves. Since yep. And Tua has been a tougher path, right? Because they were playing defense against him in the own franchise for the first 2 years. And now because he's in year four, we're going to just ignore that, right? So I'm more upset
well, he said,
about
like,
the fact that you take care of your guys.
Yeah, I totally agree, but I do think that he has handled this A+. All of his teammates publicly are backing him and are in his corner on this, and it doesn't feel like it's going to be a thing. Like they got other things. Honestly, they got other things to worry about way more than him. And one
exactly.
of them
like,
being
like we,
one of
the defense. What we gonna
yeah.
do over there?
We got to worry about. Hey, is this gonna work? Can we last until everybody's legs work? Are we gonna be all right? Can they get through this? Like that's such a bigger issue. This, you know, this is the sexy, juicy issue, but it's really not because Tua is a vet of this offense. Him and Mike McDaniel have a great relationship. Whatever happens business wise will happen business wise, but football wise, it's really. I mean, like they're going to be as in key in running that system as they've always been. I feel like. You know, maybe like, and by the way, Odell Beckham's not even like, Odell started on the pup list, so it's not even like his new toy is out there to get reps
which is another thing. We explained the pup list, so everybody's aware. It doesn't mean anything that big, that's not that big of a deal. Now,
yeah.
I will say this.
Do you think it's because he's going to go to Fiji for the Love Island reunion?
Soon, stop.
Why? Will, he's got to be there.
This. I will say this. That if there's a situation that I think the Dolphins could handle based on their schedule, it is the situation with the injured players because their schedule, everything is kind of backloaded, correct? Now, I'm saying that without knowing
yeah.
what we're treating teams like no other team is going to get better, like they're going to stay the same way they were last year. So,
well, it's going to be a fun first. The first week is going to be a sexy matchup because, I mean, like, the Trevor Lawrence Tua thing is going to be a thing. And so, Tua immediately, like, it's not like Jacksonville. I don't think they're a world beater, but I don't think they're bums
they're
either.
On defense. They're solid on defense. You still have questions. Now, I'll tell you what, and correct me if I'm wrong. I got more questions about Trevor Lawrence continuing than Tua.
Yeah, I do too. Of
right.
course,
it
I do. But crazy,
and this is not because I'm here in Miami. No, I'm just looking at the way they've played the last 2 years. Okay, I have more questions about Trevor Lawrence in the future than I do Tua.
No, I think the start of their schedule is not easy, but I think they're going to be good early tests. Like they got Jacksonville and Buffalo to start the season, both at home. Right. So right. the thing that's noticeable about the end of the season, a lot of road games, cold games, you know, like those are the tests that they're going to have to face for sure.
Hey, don't. We're not going to start this early.
No, I know. I'm sorry.
No,
I apologize.
You know,
it's very far away.
Florida, not from Florida, right?
Well, I know, but it just happened to be luck that after they pooped their pants that they had to go play the coldest game in history. That was their punishment.
Let me tell you. Right?
That's why I know, Vlad. It was a punishment. It was a deserved punishment.
Contrary to the popular belief, right? Nobody is accustomed to that weather. Like, they make it sound like, ooh, it didn't bother Kansas City. That's a bunch of BS. It's cold for everybody.
Patrick Mahomes.
I don't know why people think that. Oh, I would listen. If I had a choice of playing in -4 degrees at home or 80 on the road, I'd take my chances on the road. That's
Patrick Mahomes had his helmet shatter like a piece of ice.
Right. Like, I don't know what people thinking. Like, dude, it's cold for everybody. And you know what? You know when it gets warmer? When you're winning. Then everybody acts like the COVID don't bother them. But they lying. They ain't telling the truth. It's cold. You can't feel your hands. Your feet feel like 2x4s. And you trying to run. And your coach, catch the ball, catch the ball. I'm like, I told my hands to go get it. And they didn't go up there as fast as I would like, coach. I'm sorry.
By the way, great news led by Dade South here. On the call for the first 2 weeks of Dolphins games, Kevin Harlan.
Oh.
Woo-wee. He's got the magic juice.
He got the juice, right?
He's got the juice, dude. Every time he calls a Dolphins game.
I'm excited for the start of the season, but I want the season to start off good, right? Just simply because when you're not playing football, people make up crap, right? People forget what actually happened, right? Like, we talking about all of the stuff of last year and all of the stuff that happened at the end of the year, right? We go immediately to Tua and say he can't get us over the hump. He's a bum, right? And you know, when we have arguments, our biggest argument is putting a team sport on a player when there's so many other things going on around.
Right, because you want to know something, dude? The real talk of it is the one player is a player you shouldn't have out there, and that's Eichenberg.
The offensive line was fine, though.
Yeah, not when he was in there, dude.
Offensive line was fine, but part of the reason why it was fine was the way Tua got rid of the ball. You see what I'm saying? So from that standpoint, while you talking and criticizing Tua, Tua is also helping your offensive line, who you said was garbage 2 years ago.
Yeah, now it's a question of, all right, is how many games can I get from Tehran? That's always a question.
Oh, you know you're getting 4 games minimum. He's missing. That's guaranteed.
I think I'd take that. I think if you get
12, because wait, he gonna sit out the last 2 weeks regardless.
And he's going to miss at least 2 games during the season. So it's always.
I'd take it right now. Yeah, I'd take at least if he only missed 4. Whew.
I'm saying 12 games.
That's still good. Five.
Yeah, that's good.
I would definitely take that.
When I say minimum, it's like playing spades. Giving you board. Board is he's going to miss you 4 games. Can he miss a little bit more than the 4 games?
Yeah.
Because he can.
Four in the possible.
Cap says Eichenberg helped Tua get those hollow passing yards. Dude, you're nuts, dude. I mean, honestly, that guy had such lollipop snaps. As soon as that dude, he is a torpedo. He is a torpedo. I'm telling you right now.
How low passing yards though?
I guess ones that don't matter. I don't know. But let me tell you something. You watch that Eichenberg every time. First of all, he's played like every position on the line. They've tried with him.
Which
okay,
could also be a problem as to why he can't be successful at one.
Or maybe he just stinks at them all. We ever think of that?
Here what I would always say. Here what I would always say about that. Right. What you think could be valid, but what's more valid is the fact that you got people whose jobs are on the line still putting him out there. So that means they think he has some talent.
Dude, it's because he's a second round pick.
That's why.
Take a break. Back after this. Ah, welcome back, you rascals.
You make me happy. That's some barbecue music right there.
Summertime, baby.
Yeah.
It is it's a beautiful summer day down here in Indianapolis.
You know what I liked about the Midwest?
What's that?
You ain't have to fly everywhere. Right? Like some places is like 3-4 hours. You just get in your car and just drive there. So You could get to Indiana, and you could get to Wisconsin, and you could get to Ohio and stuff like that, where you just drive instead of fly. Down here, if you want to leave the state, it's an eight-hour trip.
Dude, it's an eight-hour trip. Like, those first three states, too, oh, driving through Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas.
It's just roads.
Road, dude. Yep, that's all that is. And then, you know, you never know what jabroni you're going to run into in a small town who's like, sir, you know why I pulled you over? I'm like, oh, I'm like, because this town closes at 6 and you're bored? Like, I don't know.
That's probably
luckily,
the best answer to go with.
Nope, I said, I don't know, sir. What happened?
Although I will say this. I've seen a whole bunch of instances on Twitter and Instagram. White folks go at cops differently.
Yeah,
they just feel like they could just yell and like, no, no, no. It's always intangibles doing that.
Yeah, the intangibles will be feeling themselves a little too much, you know.
Yeah,
a little too froggy. Here's Mike McDaniel. This was him a little bit earlier this hour. He was asked about the Tua Tagovailoa situation. And here is what our very succinct Dolphins head coach had to say.
Is Tua Tagovailoa going to practice all periods, or you guys work something out where he'll do some but not all? What's the plan?
The plan is something that I think, there's two parts to it. I think it's important to acknowledge that Tua is in the midst of a contract negotiation. That's important to him and the football team. That being said, we communicate very well, and it's very fluid. We're taking it day by day. Today I expect it to be kind of like OTAs, and we'll move on from there.
All right, there you go. Actually, pretty succinct for Mike McDaniel, I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
He was straight to the point, too. That's shocking.
Yeah.
maybe he's worked on his own game.
Nah, it's just the first day. Don't worry.
It's the first day, yeah.
Somebody will ask him about
it. Well, I think he's being quite aware when everybody already knows the situation that you can't add your Mike McDaniel to the situation without making it worse. You know what I'm saying? So, but – listen, this has to get done. I don't think it'll get done because I personally don't understand what the difference is between now and 3 weeks ago.
Totally.
And the only reason why I would say that, and the only reason why I think we're here, is because the Dolphins don't think Tua's going to do anything because he's been a company guy.
And they're probably right.
They're taking advantage of another player that has been a company guy and has told the lie.
Does this mean, so should I got to ask because I got to make this about me. Do I have to now, because I've unfollowed the Dolphins on social media to what seems like a pointless standoff. Should I just go back to following them? Because I really do enjoy their content. They have a good social media team. Like it appears my standoff didn't work.
Vlad, this big tour right here. All right. I'm going to go to camp. I'm not going to do 11 on 11.
Maybe I'll only follow them on X and not Instagram.
If he cleared the Dolphins out of his social media, then we know that there's beef. You know, right. that's what you
do. Yeah, I told him to do it. He should have done it. That's the move. That's the Kyler Murray.
Here's the other thing. Right? And I love when people say this, and it makes me want to cuss because they don't ever see the other side of this. And that is, he's under contract. He should be there. He should play. Right? And what I want fans and people to do is, when they go to the player and say, give us some money back, I want you to come with that same energy and say, you're under contract. You got to pay that man. You shouldn't have gave him the contract. You see, they forget about that. They forget about the other side when guy get cut and don't get no more money, or a guy is asked to take a pay cut because they don't feel like you earned it, right?
Well, let's get to this. Speaking of contracts, have you guys seen what's going on outside of Dolphins camp now for the last 2 days?
Picketing?
There's picketing going on, kind of.
Really?
There is a punter from Middle Tennessee State who is trying to get a job from the Dolphins.
So he's just kicking balls outside.
He is just sitting out there with his signs to try and get lure the Dolphins to give him a job. As you can see, he puts his
What are you doing, buddy?
That's hey, what? Yo, come on, man. What the hell is that, bro? What are we doing, man?
You gotta catch attention, dude.
No.
What do you mean?
We're not putting that front and center. No. Come on, man.
You got to have a good sign, Vlad, to catch attention.
I don't like that sign.
He said, he says, for those who want to know, he says, Sanders, I can hold your balls better.
Hey, yo, come on.
That's what he says.
Hey, yo.
Footballs, obviously.
I don't want I don't want anybody talking about they hold anybody's pigskin or footballs. I don't want.
Ah, welcome back, you rascals.
You make me happy.
That's some barbecue music right there.
Summertime, baby.
Yeah.
It is it's a beautiful summer day down here in Indianapolis.
You know what I liked about the Midwest?
What's that?
You ain't have to fly everywhere. Right? Like, some places is like 3-4 hours. You just get in your car and just drive there. So you could get to Indiana and you could get to Wisconsin and you could get to Ohio and stuff like that, where you just drive instead of fly. Down here, if you want to leave the state, it's an 8-hour trip.
Dude, it's an 8-hour trip. Like, those first three states, too. Oh, driving through Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas.
It's just roads.
Road, dude. Yep, that's all that is. And then, you know, you never know what jabroni you're going to run into in a small town who's like, sir, you know why I pulled you over? I'm like, because this town closes at 6 and you're bored? Like, I don't know.
That probably luckily, the best answer to go with.
Nope, I said, I don't know, sir, what happened?
Although I will say this, I've seen a whole bunch of instances on Twitter and Instagram. White folks go at cops differently.
They
just feel like they could just yell and like, no, it's always intangibles doing that.
Yeah, the intangibles will be feeling themselves a little too much, you know?
Yeah.
A little too froggy. Here's Mike McDaniel. This was him a little bit earlier this hour. He was asked about the Tua Tagovailoa situation, and here is what our very succinct Dolphins head coach had to say.
Is Tua Tagovailoa going to practice all periods, or you guys work something out where he'll do some but not all? What's the plan?
The plan is something that I think, there's two parts to it. I think it's important to acknowledge that Tua is in the midst of a contract negotiation. That's important to him and the football team. That being said, we communicate very well, and it's very fluid. We're taking it day by day today. I expect it to be kind of like OTAs, and we'll move on from there.
All right, there you go. Actually, pretty succinct for Mike McDaniel, I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
He was straight to the point, too. That's shocking.
Yeah.
maybe he's worked on his own game.
Nah, it's just the first day. Don't worry.
It's the first day, yeah.
Somebody will ask him about
it. Well, I think he's being quite aware, when everybody already knows the situation, that you can't add your Mike McDaniel to the situation without making it worse. You know what I'm saying? So But listen, this has to get done. I don't think it'll get done because I personally don't understand what the difference is between now and 3 weeks ago.
Totally.
And yeah. The only reason why I would say that, and the only reason why I think we're here, is because the Dolphins don't think Tua's going to do anything because he's been a company guy.
And they're probably right.
They're taking advantage of another player that has been a company guy and has told the lie.
Does this mean, so should I got to ask because I got to make this about me. Do I have to now, because I've unfollowed the Dolphins on social media to what seems like a pointless standoff. Should I just go back to following them? Because I really do enjoy their content. They have a good social media team. Like it appears my standoff didn't work.
Vlad, this big tour right here. All right. I'm going to go to camp. I'm not going to do 11 on 11.
Maybe I'll only follow them on X and not Instagram.
If he cleared the Dolphins out of his social media, then we know that there's beef. You know, right. that's what I told him
to do it. He should have done it. That's the move. That's the Kyler Murray.
Here's the other thing, right? And I love when people say this, and it makes me want to cuss because they don't ever see the other side of this. And that is, he's under contract. He should be there. He should play, right? And what I want fans and people to do is, when they go to the player and say, give us some money back, I want you to come with that same energy and say, you're under contract. You got to pay that man. You shouldn't have gave him the contract. You see, they forget about that. They forget about the other side when guy get cut and don't get no more money, or a guy is asked to take a pay cut because they don't feel like you earned it, right?
Well, let's get to this. Speaking of contracts, have you guys seen what's going on outside of Dolphins camp now for the last 2 days?
Picketing?
There's picketing going on, kind of.
Really?
There is a punter from Middle Tennessee State who is trying to get a job from the Dolphins.
So he's just kicking balls outside.
He is just sitting out there with his signs to try and get lure the Dolphins to give him a job. As you can see, he puts his
What are you doing, buddy?
That's hey, doing. Yo, come on, man. What the hell is that, bro? What are we doing, man?
You gotta catch attention, dude.
No.
What do you mean?
We're not putting that front and center. No. Come on, man.
You gotta have a good sign, Vlad, to catch attention.
I don't like that sign.
He said, he says, for those who want to know, he says, Sanders, I can hold your balls better.
Hey, yo, come on.
That's what he says.
Hey, yo.
Footballs, obviously.
I don't want anybody talking about they hold anybody's pigskin or footballs. I don't want to hear none of that.
We putting a barcode on everything now. Dude got a signage with barcode.
Yeah. He's got his.
Pull that back up, lad. We got a barcode for athletes trying to get jobs now.
Yep. Yep, I heard him. He was on the Dive Bar podcast yesterday. He says it's a link to his YouTube. Ulbrich. Shout out to those boys,
Kyle Ulbrich for
Kyle Ulbrich. By the way, he makes a great point. He's undefeated at Hard Rock Stadium because, of course, the Hurricanes lost to Middle Tennessee State at home. That's funny.
Hey. Well, if this punting gig don't work out. So, I'm trying to, now, wouldn't it be something if he leaves here and then he just changed the colors and he'll be up in, like, Tampa?
Yeah, I mean, I heard him yesterday, like I said.
Is he from down here?
I don't think he's from down here, but he's living in the Keys right now. So, yeah, he's living in the Keys. So, he just went to the closest place. I don't know if he's going to drive up to Tampa next. I don't know what the next stop is because he's out for day two. He's put out there day two and hopeful that someone out there is going to say, hey, come on, Kyle, come kick.
He did have a nice average.
Hey, who's the Dolphins punter now or kicker?
Jake Bailey.
If you're Jake Bailey, how do you when you're walking into training camp? How do you feel about this?
No, you don't feel. You gotta feel. You got a job.
I don't know, bro. If you mess up, people gonna be like, "Hey, there's a guy outside that."
Dude, if you worried about that, then you ain't gonna have that job anyway.
He we'll says, punt "We'll punt cheap. We'll punt for cheap."
You know how do you understand that? Just the mind of an athlete. Once you get to that point where you worried about what somebody else gonna do, you already lost that job,
Leroy.
But Leroy, let me ask you but,
are punters athletes? If you have to think about it, they're not.
I'm gonna tell you a story, and I've told this story to Toby. My roommate Harold Morrow, right? We were playing Philly in the preseason, and so when we ain't playing, we just hype up all the young guys. Go get him, Harold! Go get him! Get Harold run on the field. I'm about to get somebody down. I'm about to get tear something up. He called punt return. And so this is back when you could go and clean out the punter. He circled around, and we looking at him. He circled around to get the punter, and at the last minute, the punter looked and stoned him, and he took a knee. And so he tried to come off the field on the other end, and we're like, "Oh, bring your ass down here. You got to answer that." He said, "Dog, you know he played linebacker in college." Oh, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's the UFC guy saying, you know, Jake Paul outweighed Mike Perry by 40 pounds. Like, we don't want to hear that now. No, I don't want to hear that now.
But yeah, it's a skill, right? But there are some athletic punters. So I'm not going to just totally say they're not athletes. But I would say you got to have hand-eye coordination. Right, you got to have excellent hand-eye coordination, because when that ball start bouncing back there and you're in the back of your end zone to get a punt off is pretty athletic.
Well, here's what I think, though.
Keep in mind, most of the time it's a holder, and if you ever tried doing that, that is a hard job to catch that ball and put it on that Liberty Baby spot and lean it the way your kicker like it. So
it would be. It would be something, though. Like, I would like the idea of punters. It has to be like Game of Thrones, where like you have been challenged and you have to go punt off. You have to prove, like, especially at camp. I feel like Mike McDaniel would dig a guy like this, because Mike McDaniel seems like the unorthodox type of guy. And listen, Jake Bailey was no first prize last year at punting. What is he, 30th in average last year? So I think he's probably looking and he goes, maybe a little
opportunity. Low hanging.
He did. He went to low. He went to low hanging fruit. Low hanging fruit. Low.
That would be like an offensive lineman standing out there and say, "I'm better than Eichenberg."
Yes, I would love that.
I would love that.
But there's something about
we had tryouts in camp 1 year. I want to say Matt Barr, old time kicker. He broke his arm on the kickoff in preseason. Oof. So, you know, when a punter get hurt, when a kicker get hurt, you ain't got time to be PUPing them and all that. So we had like five kickers come in. And the kicker we decided to go with was from Canada. And he literally once a week hit the center in the ass kicking a field goal. That's what we had on the NFL team.
Great accuracy.
It was crazy.
Man. All right, we'll take a quick break. Ow, Tua is next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.